goddamn genius. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Uh-huh. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Just suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Baby.
Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3,
Wrong, Holly.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, let me see. Tomorrow we'll probably spin the wheel and play some affiliate roulette.
Right. I'd love to do that.
We're on a zero-watt station in Houston, Texas. We'll call and find out if they're up to more than 0 watts when our show is on.
Well, how y'all doing?
Also, tomorrow we'll call to Ocean City, Maryland. Find out how we got that great promotion.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Going from FM 96 to AM 96.
Yeah. I know that's an area of the world that's near and dear to your heart, and I know you're very curious about that.
You know me, Mike. I'm all about AM.
AM works.
Plus, we've got the new FM station in Boise to call, and the new FM station in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that tomorrow, and I just got an email that Michael Hughes had a tooth extracted today.
Ah. I wonder if he was at the same dentist where Gladys Kravitz was.
Could not have been a wisdom tooth.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Anyway, as always, send the pills here.
Uh-huh, please.
And here now is Buzz. And as I said to Gladys Kravitz and I said to Michael Hughes, I don't get into the pain pills myself. I use them as barter here.
For us.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And, I use them for Sharpies, for Post-it notes,
mm-hmm.
paper clips,
bottled water.
Favors. So now he has a complete upper plate that's fake, right?
Yeah.
That it's was the last one?
It's all piano keys now.
It'd be beautiful.
Yeah. Boy, now, you know, his rule of thumb, get one pulled, put in a fake one. Put a Da Vinci veneer in.
I love the tooth that has the diamond in it. So when he smiles, it sparkles.
Yeah. Well, he's got two now. He's got actually two. And it's a series of diamonds that spell out MH.
Boy, does he love bling.
His grill.
Check out my grill.
MJ. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
You know, it may be about time to take Chris Crocker's advice and just leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Right. Yes, Chris.
Leave Britney alone.
The former Britney bodyguard who went to court yesterday to say that Britney's abused drugs in front of her kids even after rehab, but he never got to testify. He filed his statement to the court, but he never got to testify. KFED lawyer G-Red, Gloria Allred, says she's surprised that Brit's lawyers never even cross-examined the new witness, but being the high-powered attorney she is, Gloria Allred is never surprised.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
She's also not surprised that Britney's lawyer in the child custody case has resigned. And so have the people who manage Britney's showbiz career.
Leave Britney alone!
A talent firm called The Firm says, quote, current circumstances have prevented us from properly doing our job. We wish Britney the best.
Fox News. Good old Fox News.
That's the same guy.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Right now. Yeah.
That's his newest blog answering
that blog. Oh, really?
Yeah. And if you bothered to search this guy out, this Britney guy, once he became famous, he's doing this for exactly what we and everyone else are giving him, attention.
Yeah, and he's getting lots of it.
He's had these blogs out for a long time.
Yes,
and I was online last night looking at one of his blogs where he's answering hate mail that he got even before the Britney Spears thing.
This is Chris Crocker.
Chris Crocker. That's right.
And Betty says she is no son of his.
Fox News. Good old Fox News. You know, I think Fox, the Fox and Fox News, I think it stands for Fans of Xanax. Because clearly the newscasters on Fox News are circus freaks in conservative clothing. That's right. When Fox News made the unfortunate decision to play my clip on Fox News.
You hear that? That's your 15 minutes blowing away.
Hey, Chris Crocker.
Because I don't want to hear you like this.
They completely overlooked why I was making news. They completely...
I want you like this.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
That's it.
That's right. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. You know, it can't be easy growing up with such a famous mother as Britney or Madonna. In international news, Madonna's recent Rosh Hashanah trip to Israel is...
Hold on, Buzz. I do have something here. I'm not kidding you. It's...
I'm not kidding this time either.
What's that attorney's name?
Gloria Allred, the KFED's attorney?
Here she is.
Our client was prepared to testify on issues of nudity by Ms. Spears, drug use, and safety issues involving the children post-rehab. Since neither the court nor Ms. Spears' attorney chose to examine our client from the witness stand.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Regarding the particulars of this highly explosive and relevant declaration.
Leave Britney alone!
That's the counsel for
unrefuted
Britney.
And unchallenged. We would hope that the court will make interim orders that protect the children. We have spoken to county counsel.
All right, blah, blah, blah.
Legal speak, legal
blah, blah,
speak.
Blah. I'd like to see her change a pad.
Here's what I know is that every 28 days, she's really all red.
There it is. Madonna's recent Rosh Hashanah trip to Israel.
He waited 15 minutes for that.
He sure did.
It was worth it.
It was.
Her trip to Israel, Madonna's, has prompted a reaction of disgust from rabbis who are the Orthodox teachers of Kabbalah. Kabbalah is a mystic sect of Judaism, very esoteric. That's why it also attracted Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore, Rosie O'Donnell, and fashion designer Donna Karan.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
There they are.
Here's the bottom line. Ever since she's come out to that show where she wore the pointed bra, I'm not a fan of Madonna.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Thanks so much. Here's a potato pancake and a jelly donut.
Kabbalah's holiest text is called the Book of Splendor.
Strike a pose, get down to it.
Quoting Madonna, you don't know how popular the Book of Splendor is among Hollywood actors. Madonna, born into the Roman Catholic Ciccone family of Detroit, says her Kabbalah pilgrimage this year was, quote, a dream come true.
Like a virgin, touched for the very first time.
She still's hot. Madonna is still hot.
In a sinewy way.
Yeah, that is true, in a sinewy way. She's got the muscles.
But
she does.
But unlike other chicks that work out a lot and get that
concave-looking
chest, Madonna, and she's as old as we are. She looks pretty goddamn good.
Do you know who I think is looking hot again? Seriously? I mean, Kirstie Alley came out with those Weight Watchers commercials and was like, okay, she looks like Kirstie Alley, you know, less fat than she was before. But Valerie Bertinelli is slowly transforming herself back into the hottie we all remembered that she was.
I thought you were going to say Kirstie Alley. Have you seen those photos of Kirstie Alley?
Yes.
There are new pictures of her.
She's big again.
She's off that Jenny Craig thing like...
Oh, and it's
not
Weight Watchers. You're right. It's Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig.
But the pictures that I'm seeing of Valerie Bertinelli, she is
hot.
Unbelievably hot.
Like hot as Wolfgang Balls. And her son, Wolfgang Van Halen. Right?
Wolfie.
You know what Madonna has? Is diastema.
She does.
She has a gap in her teeth.
Yes, diastema.
Just thought I'd bring that
and
up.
And I think when you say that, Rob, it should be diastema.
Diastema?
That's right.
That's diastema.
Stunning.
Sounds like I'm lisping.
I don't lisp.
Ethel Thayer.
That's almost like that great ad for that rock movie.
What did you put in these cookies?
Cinnamon. And then he gets to do the whole thing where he goes, Boston football is wonderful. God, I'm not a gun owner, but it makes me want to go buy one and first shoot Dwayne Johnson and then shoot myself.
Well, you know what? If I'd known that before I went and got your birthday present, I would have, I would have given you one. You know, a nice, good pearl-handled revolver like Patton used to have.
Hey, I logged some quality time with Patton over the weekend.
Yeah. Good movie.
Janet came into the room and she said to me, "Is this another one that you know absolutely backwards and forwards?" And I said, "Excuse me. Rommel, you magnificent bastard. I read your book," and it was right at that point.
Yeah. Right.
When he's looking through the binoculars.
Rommel, you magnificent bastard, I read your book.
And then I said to Janet, I said, "And now, in the next scene, we're going to be the boy who's going to be Patton's butt boy for the rest of the time in this army. He's going to cut the cigar, and then he's going to say to him, 'But, sir, if, in fact, Rommel's techniques were being used, Rommel was not there. Have you not defeated Rommel, sir?'"
If you defeat his plan, have you not defeated Rommel?
Why don't you have dinner with me tonight?
Why don't you have dinner and we'll be lovers? Hey, you know, here's a nice trick, though. If you're with that special woman in your life, whoever you are, if you're ever anticipating a little altercation, a little domestic squabble of some kind, under your breath, just for your own, your own doing, go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Patton is one that whatever channel it's on, I always go to.
Me too.
And the good thing about Patton is it's one of those three-hour movies, mm-hmm. so you know that if you do something else, you can go back to that channel, still and you're always in a good spot in that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, there is no bad spot in Patton. We share the love of that movie with the late President Richard Milhouse Nixon.
His favorite movie,
His
right?
favorite movie of all sure. time.
And if it's on American Movie Classics, it's a seven-hour movie.
But American Movie Classics, and I log some time with The Natural, uh-huh. my favorite baseball movie yeah. on American Movie, they don't chop it up, though. They no. lengthen it. Right. It lasts for 10 hours.
Because of commercials.
Because of commercials, but you get the whole movie. Mm-hmm.
They don't do that on Turner.
Only you watch that channel.
Oh, Turner is great.
Seriously, only you. Rob sometimes calls me up and says, are you watching Turner Classic? Or he'll say TCM.
Turner Classic Movies.
And even I, a child of television, I go, what is TCM?
What?
Turner Classic Movies is that they're running a movie from 1930.
I call Turner Classic Movies the PT-109 channel.
Why?
Because PT-109 is on there all
show
the time.
No, they show much more Bogart than PT-109.
Bogart? You mean like Casablanca?
All the time.
Okay.
And Kane. You hate Citizen Kane, though.
I don't like Rosebud. No.
I love, that's the best channel. That's my go-to channel.
I like Citizen Kane a lot. I like the HBO movie that they did. Who's that actor?
RKO. Liv Schreiber.
Yeah, it's RKO 281.
Yeah, that's good. Good movie. I like that's
that.
Good.
That's good, right?
Sure, right? TV's good, right?
Whoa.
Why do you favor Buzz?
Why?
Why?
But the miracle is you,
Barry. Why men's rooms?
The miracle.
Why?
Why?
Why do you favor rape?
Why? That's the question.
Why?
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 The miracle is you, Barry Manilow. Manilow would very much like you to buy his new album, which is why he's singing on the Today Show and a lot of other TV shows this week.
Super.
A good chunk of Barry's core audience is middle-aged females. So,
like me.
So for Barry, The View, appearing on The View, that's an important gig. But then Barry Manilow did something sort of surprising. He asked that during his appearance on The View, politically conservative co-host Elizabeth Hasselbeck not be on the show. Bitch fight. Barry called Hasselbeck's political views dangerous. He said he would not share a stage with her.
You talk about it all the time, the PR machine in TV and Hollywood. And, you know, this is just, they had to be rubbing their hands together when this came out. I mean, they were probably so excited to have this little altercation between Barry Manilow. First of all,
an unfair fight. She'll kill him.
But who gives a rat's ass, first of all, whether Barry Manilow is on the show or not?
And I don't mean she'll kill him with her viewpoints. I mean, physically, if they fight, yeah. she'll kill Barry Manilow.
Well, all she has to do is run one of those little manicured fingernails right along his cheek, and it'll open him up like a watermelon. Have you seen how shiny he is? Yeah. I mean, there is not a wrinkle on Barry Manilow. No.
I saw him on the Today Show, and I want to say, I've always wanted to hear his take on You've Got a Friend. Mm-hmm. At this new CD, you know, uh-huh. I heard him sing, it never rains in California. Mm-hmm.
What was his surgery that he had?
Was it
hip replacement?
I had a bleeding butt, and I had to get my bleeding butt closed. Excuse me, my beeping butt.
That's right.
You can't say bleeding on the Donna Mike Show anymore.
Not at all.
Remember, he walked into a wall in the middle of the night, and he had to have work on his nose.
I walked into a man's penis, and I broke my nose.
Well, Barry Manilow is a form of legal punishment in the Denver suburb of Fort Lupton, Colorado. If you go before Judge Paul Sacho for violating the
It's
city-
always 95 and sunny.
Gay.
Anyway, what about Barry Manilow?
Well, if you go before Judge Sacho in this Denver suburb, if the charge is violating the city's noise ordinance, Manilow is one of the first artists you'll be forced to listen to for 1 hour.
You know, Buzz, I've heard of this, and mm-hmm. this is actually a pretty good funny idea that they turn up the Barry Manilow like to 12
right.
on the amplifier, like in Spinal Tap, and they make these people, I've seen a video of it,
right.
and it's funny because what they do is they don't even give you the bonus of hearing more than one song.
Right.
It's like, if Can't Smile Without You, it's that song.
Again
like,
and again and again?
It's like being stuck on the It's a Small World ride.
What's the judge's name in that?
Judge Paul Sacho.
Sacho.
Uh-huh.
Not one of those Arizona guys, though.
No, this is in Colorado. And there are a number of judges who do things like this. I've also heard of Barry Manilow music being used by mini malls to keep teenagers from hanging out outside.
There's another judge that actually makes you eat all the Italian you can until you throw up.
Really?
That's Judge Scotto. Yes, the amazing Scottos. on the Today Show.
He's so good.
He's so good it made your dog Otis poop up in heaven. I remember
all my life. With Judge Sacho, you also get Karen Carpenter, your favorite Barney song, and Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You.
Oh, that's some bad stuff, man.
The judge says, now, it doesn't hurt the violator as much as paying a fine, but that it's still punishment.
Yes, TMZ says that they canned Barry Manilow today. He demanded Elizabeth Hasselbeck not be on the show.
Oh, and it's a whole big thing for their producers to come out and, you know, flex their muscles and say, you know, how nobody dictates the rules to us. And it's great publicity for him. It's a total win for The View.
It wins for everybody.
Right.
Except for Barry.
I don't think it wins for Barry.
I do, because we're talking about him.
When we come back, a little fresh squeezed OJ.
Okay. All right. Good.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I like rape. You know
I the go-to kicker.
I'm sorry.
Manilow on the zoo.
Still funny. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.